Well, hello and welcome to our seventh call. And I just want to celebrate you and thank you for being a part of this program and taking the action steps and empowerment tools and using them to create and live your new life. Now, today's call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program and this call, and then we'll review the empowerment of executing your new routine and dive deep into visioning your new life through the empowerment, love energy of intention. And we'll experience a new meditation that supports gratitude, setting your intention, and visioning your new life. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first we solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring our heart and brain into coherence and feel safe, and to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing us from the pain of the past. And we're here to raise our vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, to create and live our new life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around us. Now, our intention for this call is to more fully align with our intention to understand how our energy works and how to use the power of that energy to create and live our new empowered life. So together we set our intention. I have to calm down. I'm a little wound up. Oh, so just close your eyes and just take a deep cleansing breath. Oh. And fully exhale, pushing out any stagnant energy. And then just take another deep breath. And with your eyes still closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on that feeling of the breath coming into and exhaling from the body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, and to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life.
Hey, baby.
And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond, steel, force field shield of filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's just dive in. I want to begin today's call by reviewing why we're here. You've joined this program to improve your life, and I'm presenting this program to support you to do just that. You know, I would just love it if I could just snap my fingers and all your pain of the past would be gone while learning what to not do again. You'd be basking in the glow of love energy, just fully immersed in gratitude, vibrating at that high frequency, broadcasting out love energy with that full belief that you're worthy, deserving, and good enough to receive all the wonderful experiences, the loving relationships, and then all those material things that are in your field of potentiality. You'd be fearless, happy, not only enjoying your life, you'd be loving it. But I don't have the power to do that. But what I can do is keep reminding you of your power, that beautiful power within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life. I believe in you. I know you have this power within you, no matter what's going on around you. You have the power within you to create something new, something you love. And if you've been with me for a few years, you know that I share what a mess I've made of my life before I learned I could do something different. I've even shared the times that I knew better and I made a mess anyway, and then changing all of it. You know, when I was a young teenager, standing in a cotton field, chopping out weeds at oh dark 30 in the morning, the dew brushing against my legs, making the dirt stick, I knew with everything in me that I could create something better. And then at 18, I was sitting at the kitchen table in my house, looking out at the moonlit backyard, and I can remember it so clearly, wondering how I was going to get out of a marriage that wasn't working. And I figured it out. And then 15 or so years later, lying in bed in a cold sweat, praying that I could keep Jesse and myself safe from my meth addict and dealer second husband, knowing he would kill us if he was told to, or if he just decided that's what he wanted to do. But fortunately, he went to jail before he could do that. And he got clean. And then 25 years later, sitting in a chair by the window, again, pulling in that light of a full moon, calling on the power within me to escape the narcissistic relationship I was in that was sucking the life out of me and would surely destroy my health if I didn't do something. I asked for help. And again, my angelic team stepped in and told me what to do. They told me I had to consciously choose to be happy. Happy within myself, no matter what anyone else was doing, no matter what was going on around me. So I did. And with that decision, that intention, I got stronger. I created the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, and I wrote in those daily journal pages every day. And I got stronger, holding my happiness no matter what he was doing, no matter how he treated me, no matter what was going on in the world around me. I consciously chose to be happy within myself, and I was. And the angels told me to focus on gratitude, and I did. And then miracles started happening. That happiness that I was feeling inside myself, that energy of gratitude, it miraculously opened doors. Money came in to support me to move, and a place to move just fell in my lap. And a way to get there miraculously popped up. And I started my life over at 61. I never thought I'd do that. That's what happened. And it's possible. It's possible to change and improve your life no matter what your age or your circumstances. And if I can do it, you can do it. No matter what your life looks like right now, no matter what area of your life you're struggling with, you have the power within you to improve it, to change it. You have the power within you to be happy, no matter what's going on around you. Again, I fully believe in you. And when we have the tools, and you do now, when we have the empowered support tools and know the energetic action steps to take, there's nothing but your own procrastination to stop you. Procrastination is the enemy within. And I'm not talking about patiently accepting and building the strength within you to master your energy. I'm talking about putting off till tomorrow to implement your routine. Putting off till tomorrow to focus on gratitude and become that gratitude state of being. Putting off till tomorrow to immerse yourself in the love of a meditation. Putting off till tomorrow to write in your daily journal pages, claiming your power, celebrating when you're using it, and infusing the situation and people with love when you didn't use your power. Transforming all the pain, shame, guilt, feelings of abandonment, betrayal, anger, anxiety, and overwhelm. Transforming all that to love to set yourself free. That's what this is about. That's why I'm sharing all my dirty laundry with you. I share to support you to face what's not working for you. Face what you don't like about your life and use your power to vibrate in the love that is your essence and improve your life beginning today, in this moment, every moment, making that conscious choice. You don't have to wait till you're so far down that the only way to go is up. But I know that's the human way of doing things. We putz along, not liking something about our life, but we're in a familiar routine of dealing with it, just moving on, most of the time in survival mode, because that's the only way to operate in survival mode, just surviving. You have the power to stop all that struggle at any time. When I was, I think back and the times I was so far down that the only way to go was up, I would have given anything if somebody could have just supported me and told me that there was another way. You are this beautiful light. You are the light to see through your darkness, to see through the pain that threatens to hold you hostage for the rest of your life. You have the power to say, nope, not letting that happen anymore. You have a life to live. You are valuable. You are worthy. It's your birthright to live a fulfilled square of life. It's your birthright to live your version of heaven on earth, whatever that looks like for you. Happy. Fulfilled. And no matter what your life looks like in this moment, you have the power to improve the areas you don't like and to bloom into more greatness in the areas that you are happy with, creating and enjoying even more happiness. And as I just mentioned, our typical way of doing things is to do nothing till something is so painful, till there are so many red flags in front of our face that there's nothing more we can see. So we have to do something to improve our life. It can't go on as it has been. Some people call this that dark night of the soul. And so many of us allow our life to get this far out of control because we're stuck in survival mode, just getting through the day. There's no energy left to think. Then something happens and we snap, like the last straw on the camel's back, and that dark night of the soul takes over. The pain gets so bad, we have to do something. However, now we know how to recognize that we're in survival mode, and we know what to do. We know to address the belief that our physical body is now safe, creating that clear line of demarcation between being safe and not being safe, and knowing that, yes, we are safe. And from this state of awareness, knowing we're physically safe, we can breathe. And we have meditations and physical activities, the action steps of writing in our daily journal to bring our mind and body into coherence, to feel that harmony within, and to expand that awareness, to feel the love flowing through our body. We know how to immerse ourselves in gratitude. Even when nothing has changed externally, we now have the strength within us to shift our energy from the fear to love through meditation, breathing, nature, conscious effort of choice. Oh my goodness, if you're like me, you may have lived years of your life not knowing you could consciously choose to be a different energy, a different person. We have all these tools, and when used one after the other, they are powerful. Consciousness is our superpower. Awareness is our superpower. The vast love energy within us is our superpower. The act of infusing someone or something with love is to use our superpower. When I think about infusing someone or something with love, I get this visual of Spider-Man shooting webs from his wrists. Boom, boom, boom. You know, we can send love out that same way. Now, if you've ever watched Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, I used to watch him years ago. I haven't watched him recently, but when I would watch him and he would point to a dog and the dog would calm down. He was shooting calming love energy from his heart out his finger to the dog. Love begins. It would begin within his heart and with intention travel through his body, down his arm to his finger, and it would fire out, enveloping that dog with love. And the dog would calm down immediately. And the only reason it doesn't work for you yet, it's because you just haven't perfected it yet. Practice. It'll happen. Immersion into gratitude is a superpower booster. Forgiving what's been held in unforgiveness, accepting what your life is, and deciding, fully deciding, nope, not doing this anymore. I'm not in agreement, but I accept that this is what it is, and now I accept the power within me to improve my life, and I'm using it. Setting and anchoring a love-based intention, an impassioned, elevated, fully aroused intention of thought that stimulates the universe into action. And you better buckle up, because life changes. Synchronicities. Sorry, that was a little hard to say. Synchronicities start to happen. People show up to help you. Opportunities fall into your lap. Doors open. And a lot of times when people start to get what they want, they're hesitant to take it. Change means experiencing life differently. It's unknown. Well, this really isn't the time to go into fear. When you're getting what you want, don't be scared. This is the time to use all your support tools. Be the love vibration. Love heals all things. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Love is who you are. When you're fully immersed in the love vibration, vibrating in gratitude, feeling the feels of limitless possibility, this is living. Even if it's only within you, sitting quietly in your room or in nature with your eyes closed, fully immersed in the vision of what you want your life to be, feeling the immense pleasure of being, doing, and having what brings your heart the greatest joy, all with your eyes closed. Your body is so subjective, it believes what you're experiencing in your mind with your eyes closed is really happening. And this experience, practiced over and over again, fully immersed in the vision, breathing in the gratitude, being the new you, inevitably becomes your reality. And this isn't faking it till you make it. This is laying a roadmap to your future through your energy. Your energy is broadcasting out to the universe a new signature of energetic being, and your body becomes the magnet for the universe to mirror those experiences back to you. This or better. Your energy is the cause, and the reaction of the universe is the effect. And your life changes and becomes a new cycle of exciting fulfillment. Cause and effect, over and over till your life is joy. Your square of life fulfilled, living your version of heaven on earth. This is possible. You are so incredibly powerful. When my dad died back on Halloween in 2005, every time I'd talk with him in spirit, he'd tell me, "You have no idea how powerful you are." And he said this to me, but he was talking about all of us. We have no idea how powerful we are. Well, it's time to use your power. But to get there, we have to change your routine of waking up worrying about the day, or your kids, or your life, or your money, or your job. Anything you're worrying about, stop. The other thing Daddy kept saying to me was, he was asking me, "What does worry do to enhance your life?" Well, gosh darn it, the answer is nothing. Nothing. That worry energy locks you into a perpetual state and cycle of fear, and it's got to go. No more worrying. And if you take nothing else from this program, take this. My voice telling you, no more worrying. Worrying does nothing to enhance your life. It doesn't help you. It doesn't support you. Worrying hurts you energetically, spiritually, and physically, because worrying will make you sick. And before your brain goes to the thought of, "I can't stop worrying," yes, you can. And then that next stop is, "But I won't be responsible if I don't worry." Well, that's a lie that we're programmed to believe. The truth is, worrying is the least responsible thing we could ever do. I used to believe worrying was responsible. The entire foundation of my life was based on worrying about everything. And then I learned how dangerous it is, how worry is a form of self-sabotage. Worry is an energy block. If I could stop the worry, then everyone can stop worry energy. But back to your routine. How do you wake up these days? Are you using your empowerment skills? And what are they? If you had to explain to someone what you're doing to improve your life, what would you tell them? How would you explain shifting, healing, and transforming the fear you've had buried in your body to that higher vibration of love energy, stepping into euphoric bliss? How would you explain that? Can you write out what you're doing? Explaining the why, the how? The more passionately you feel this love energy reconnected with the powerful, beautiful love that is your essence, the more powerful you are at bringing into your reality the experiences and material things that reside in your field of potentiality. The question is, will you step to the plate? Well, I'm not in my 20s anymore. Obviously, not even in my 50s. So there are days that, I just don't want to do anything. But I can breathe deeply into love, immersing myself in love, Even when I'm really tired and can't hold my eyes open another moment, I can snuggle with magic. I can take that deep breath and turn on a meditation. And I may fall asleep, but that love energy still flows into my ears and throughout my body, and I wake up feeling really great. Now, I know this isn't your first rodeo. You've taken other classes, read books, and they were awesome. And you had aha moments of inspiration and understanding, but did you hold on to those? This year is a pivotal time. The energy of this year supports you to take the classes, the books, and the experiences farther. The energy of today's world supports you to master managing the love that is your essence, to experience the totality of the love of that divinity within, as one with the greater consciousness. And what does this mean? Well, it means you have power and dominion over your affairs, over your life. If you don't like what it looks like, change it. Don't like what you're experiencing, change it. Use your superpowers. Use the energy within you. Life doesn't happen to you. You create it. Oh my gosh. When I learned this, oh my God, I was so horrified. There was no way that's why my life was a mess. I was collateral damage. And to a degree I was, but for the most part, I created the reality of my life. And with that understanding, I could create better. And so can you. Use your empowered support tools. Take charge of your life. Create and implement the best routine that works for you. When is the best time in your day? What are your action steps? What do you do to fully immerse yourself into the highest vibration of love possible? You have the power. How are you using it? You know, last week I mentioned in an interview that I saw with Dr. Joe Dispenza talking about gratitude. And they studied over 1,000 people practicing full immersion into gratitude for 10 or 15 minutes a day, at least 3 times a day. And their immune system was boosted 50%. They could measure that. Well, I've been working on that for quite some time. But this last week, I've been earthing and grounding my body. And I upped my practice of gratitude with a deliberate conscious thought. And I've noticed significant clarity of thought where technology and behind-the-scenes work that I do is involved. My productivity soared. My body has felt so much better. You know what we're talking about here in this program? I can talk about in my sleep. But when it comes to technology, I was finding following a sequence of what needs to happen challenging. For a long time, it's been challenging. I had to write it down and mark it off that I got it done. But not anymore. Nope. Focusing on the gratitude at least 3 times a day for 10 to 15 minutes. Actually, I was doing 15 to 30. Grounding, earthing. That challenge, that wasn't happening. I had clarity of thought. I had focus. Clarity of thought. And focus on technology to just do it. Didn't have to write anything down. Didn't have to think about it. Just did it. Days for days. And others who are shifting from fear vibration to love vibration on a grand scale, like we're doing right here, they're experiencing the same result I am. Clarity of thought, focus, more peaceful, calm, able to observe from a foundation of love instead of react through fear. Greater awareness. Being able to see, okay, oh, fear's trying to come in right there. Nope, not letting that happen. Seeing it immediately. You have the power. Are you using it? One way to know you're definitely making progress, what you're doing is working, is to take a look. Do Do you feel alone? Not lonely, really, but alone, maybe disconnected or separated? Remember in our first call, I shared that side effects of using your power, and I told you about how your new self will probably begin to feel alone, separated from something. Maybe it's a vague feeling, but it's there. You know, I shared that the angel showed me that this experience is the new self vibrating in love, separating from the old self that was immersed in fear. But that old self feeling is familiar. And if we don't consciously acknowledge this is happening, we could easily revert back to the old self because that familiarity feels good. It's familiar. Even if we didn't like being that old self, it's familiar. And to humans, familiar feels good, even if we don't like it. Sounds a little crazy, but that's how we are. Please don't revert back to the old self. If you haven't listened to the first call, it's available on the Deep Dive Central webpage. Listen to it. Now remember, the old self suffered in survival mode, struggled with pain of the past, locked there, repeating the same awful experiences over and over again. You don't want to go back there. I've been there and done that and don't want to do it again. It's no fun. Don't make the mistakes I have. Learn from them. Set and anchor your intention now. Commit to yourself with impassioned emotion. You have stepped to the plate and you will implement your power. One second. You will implement your power to the best of your ability every day. Set your intention to improve your life a minimum of 1% every day. 1% isn't too difficult. You'll probably far exceed 1%, but 1% as a minimum is a piece of cake. You got this. And every time you fully immerse yourself into the love vibration, forgiving what's been held in unforgiveness, immersing yourself into gratitude, meditating into a new state of being and bringing that love vibration back, bringing that to your waking, walking state. You infuse love energy into old negative neural pathways of belief and you rewrite them, healing that pain, leaving the past behind. You heal that pain of what's been buried in your subconscious for years, and you set yourself free. Free to be who you want to be. Free to feel what you want to feel. Free to send out a new signature of energy to the universe, and the universe responds, mirroring back to you that beautiful love that is your essence. And just to clarify, that love that is your essence fully matches the love vibration of your field of potentiality. Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas. All those ideas of experiences and material things, they're vibrating at the same vibration of the love that is your essence. That vibration, same vibration of the fearless you, matching this vibration, brings to fruition the manifestation of all that resides there, fulfilling your square of life. The sinking of this energy, yours and the energy of your field of potentiality, will bring to fruition your version of heaven on earth as your human experience. When you consistently broadcast out that energetic signature of the vibration of the love that is your essence, when you broadcast that out to the universe, the manifestation of everything that is in your field of potentiality becomes your reality. This is the law. Consistency is key. Remember, falling back into worry and fear is like applying the gas and the fear brake at the same time. You're going to manifest what your most impassioned energy is, and if it's fear, you're not going to like what you manifest. using your power to consciously choose your vibration and being aware of your energy changes everything. Your awareness supports you to use your power before life becomes so painful that you're left facing the dark night of the soul. That feeling of being powerless, feeling trapped, getting so far down that the only way to go is up. Let's join together with the full intention that those days are over. You're using your power now, actively using it to feel the happiness of gratitude every day, more often throughout your day than not. Feeling the limitless possibility of your life when you wake up, feeling the joy of being you, loving your life, even when nothing has changed outside of you and there's no sign of change in sight. Vision it. Vision the change within your mind's eye and feel your new life. See it, hear it, taste it. Feed your human spirit love and your life becomes love experiences. And what does love taste like? Well, it tastes really good. It tastes like euphoric bliss. Your energetic choices today. Did you make good choices? If you did, celebrate it. If you could have made better energetic choices, maybe you didn't use your power. Don't beat yourself up. Instead, infuse that situation, the people involved, and yourself with love. Transform the energy from painful or unsatisfactory to better, to love. Open the way for new, higher possibilities, a higher outcome. And if you're attuned to Reiki, Reiki situations, the people, and yourself, take the love a step farther to pull that full life force energy, love of the highest order. Just infuse it. And even if you're not attuned to Reiki, you still hold within you the life force energy, and intention is everything. Just infuse all with life force energy. And remember, you can't be in the love vibration and fear vibration at the same time, so you can't be angry and in love at the same time. You're in one or the other, never both. Do the best you can until you feel fully satisfied that you've shifted your energy out of fear to love. And this may take a few tries. Don't be discouraged. Your effort is always improving your skills. The more you practice, the more you implement, the more you immerse yourself in love and gratitude, the more powerful you become. And then using your superpowers is naturally how you operate. And that is the goal. Daily using all your love vibration empowerment support tools, taking the action steps without thinking, just doing, and being love of the highest order, at this stage, your beautiful new life flows to you. You don't have to go get it. It flows to you. People show up to help you. Inspiration flows through your thoughts, and you have the strength and stamina to follow the action steps. And you can manage whatever life throws at you, because you do still live in a human body. Life happens. Before you is your new life. What do you want? Who do you want to be? How do you want to serve the remaining days of your life? Serving fear, procrastination, or fully living in the love vibration, experiencing your version of heaven on earth? Showing up, stepping to the plate, consciously choosing your life. You have the power. This taking these action steps rewires your brain. And it builds, I guess you'd call it muscle memory in your body. Making conscious decisions, choosing to be the love vibration, rewires the fear thoughts and beliefs that have been ruling your life. The past is the past, and it's over. You live in the present moment of limitless possibility. You get to decide how you're going to use this moment. Don't let the opportunity to use your ability to consciously choose past you. Don't let that slip past you one more moment, one more day, or one more week, because next thing you know, time's evaporated and it's a week or a month later. Use your power. It's safe for you to do so. You don't have to wait till you're so far down and life is dark. Shine your light right now on any area of your life that you'd like to improve. Face the fears there. The moment you observe them, they'll begin to lose their power over you. You got this. So now we're going to experience our newest meditation. We'll elevate our vibration to gratitude. We'll make conscious decision on what we want, and then we'll immerse ourselves in the vision of experiencing what we want like it's happening right now. So think about, what do you want? How do you want to feel? Where would you be? What would you be doing? Who would you be with? What would you smell, taste, hear? Involve as many of your senses as possible. Okay, so I'm going to start our meditation, and if it's too loud or not loud enough, type it into the chat because I can see the chat. And so we begin. Just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we come together as one with singular intention to shift our energy to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously choose to be the love vibration. And now with another deep breath, we focus our attention on gratitude for the blessings in our life. And we immerse ourselves in the elevated, impassioned emotions of gratitude, of appreciation. And we feel the aroused love vibration flooding our body with the bliss of gratitude. And in deepest gratitude, we anchor our intention to experience the desires of our heart. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously make the choice. What do I want? And now in deepest gratitude, we see in our mind's eye, we experience the desires of our heart. We see the experience. We feel the experience. We hear it. We taste it. We open our heart to the greater expression of who we are, as one with the greater consciousness where all things reside in our field of potentiality. We are one and the same. Limitless. With a deep breath, we broadcast out to the universe this impassioned, elevated emotion of gratitude, holding the signature of our desires. And the universe mirrors back to us this or better. See the vision, feel the energy, this or better. Repeat after me. I am one with the love that is my essence. I am one with the divinity within. I am grateful, whole and complete. I graciously receive all that's mine by divine right. Under grace, in miraculous ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. And those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that is your essence, this power within you. It's anchored here. And with another deep breath, just pull that power and that healing love energy of Mother Earth, pull it back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today we look closely at why we're here in this program and just how powerful we really are. We looped all the modules together: your power within, feeling safe, overcoming survival mode, acceptance, intention, visioning, gratitude, quieting your mind, and infusing with love. The action steps and the empowerment support tools are simple. Extraordinarily simple. And remembering to use them is the tricky part. That's why the routine is so important. Simply writing in your daily journal pages every day is life-changing. Behind the scenes, the writing strengthens and expands your awareness, leading you to use your power. And next thing you know, you're taking deep cleansing breaths automatically, not because you set a timer to remind you. It becomes automatic. Consistency is key. Using your empowerment support tools, taking your action steps through a non-negotiable daily routine ensures that you're using your power. Using your power becomes your new normal way of living your life instead of defaulting into fear. And if you've missed a call, please go back and listen. There'll be some kind of nugget in there that you've got to have. So go back and listen. And you'll have learned remarkable skills. But are you using your power now? What have your aha moments been? Do you have questions that you haven't asked? Please ask me. No question is too small or too out there. You know, you got to remember who you're talking to. Nothing is too out there. So your homework this week, along with implementation of everything we've been discussing, is to write out what you're doing to shift your energy from fear to love. Why, how, and what you expect your results to be, as if you're explaining what you're doing to someone who's really interested. What would you tell them? Just keep in mind that the more deeply that you explain this in your writing, the more deeply you understand and the easier it is to put everything into effect. You know, it's easier just to do it. And that's what I love about teaching these classes. I stay active. I'm reminded to use my own power. But best of all, I love supporting you to improve your life. Oh, and one more thing. I would love it if you would send me a few lines about what you're getting out of this program, your aha moments, how you've improved your life, what's changed, how you see yourself now, what you see changing and improving. Tell me what you've learned about yourself.